This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan. Landfill's playing sad Beatles songs. That's how you know.
That song is depressing.
I don't know if he's... What do they say about Batman? He doesn't necessarily want the job, but he needs the job. The Batman of our times is a man of the cloth. Very few people more prepared or excellent to set us straight this morning on a Misery Monday than the Reverend. Mr. Rev T joins the program. Hello, Reverend. How do you do on this Misery Monday?
JP, B-Mitch, Jeff Landfield, my 106.7 The Fan family, my Commanding Nation family. You ask me how do I feel on a Misery Monday after we done came out of this wilderness and the Commanders lost to the Cowboys. You know, I was going to speak on something else, but that song, it just inspired me because, you know, I go in the moment, not in the situation. I done heard my brothers and sisters cry about yesterday. It seems like our troubles just three games ago were so far away. But now the dream is starting to fade away, and some of y'all ain't believing in yesterday. See, yesterday y'all was praising Daniels. Yesterday y'all was praising Seba. Yesterday y'all was praising Quinn and Kingsbury. But today, though, after a bad situation, your mind is worrying and your heart is getting a little bit troubled. But believe it or not, you ask the Reverend how I feel. Ask me how I feel, JP. Ask me how I feel right now.
How do you feel, Rev?
JP?
Yes. How do you feel?
Ask me how I feel.
I have twice.
Three times.
How do you feel?
I feel good, JP. Because at the end of the day, sometimes you got to lose in order to figure out how to win. And at the end of the day, we didn't even expect them to have the record that they got right now. Half of these people that's chastising and criticizing them, they thought the record be better than this. I know it hurt. I know we got to listen to these Bama Cowboys. So what? They be all right. Because at the end of the day, at the end of the season, they going home, and we got to try to go run in the playoffs. But for you Bammers who don't believe, for you Bammers who disbelieve, I called on the Lord. Lord, help them, Lord. Lord, save the defense right now. Save the offense right now. Hold on, Lord. Please really help their special teams right now. Y'all know what this is. The people's hype, man. And Bammers, let your heart be not discouraged. Say it with me.
Red T.
And I still say, why not us? Why not us? Bammers, just get whatever the hell. Bye.
Thank you, Reverend. Just real quick, so I'm not crazy. I asked Rev how he was feeling like three times, right? He just didn't hear me.
You did.
Anybody named Nas gets through. Nas and Clinton. Nas, how you feeling,
buddy? Can y'all hear me?
Yeah,
man, I just wanted to come in and say, man, I want to get a blame pop literally to us as fans for the expectations we had after being 7-2, not taking into account that early in the season we had struggles, but yet we did pull through in prime time moments because we have got a rookie quarterback. And since then, it seems like because we haven't had success in a long time, that now we have to speed up the process. And with a Super Bowl, we're going to make the playoffs. We looked at Dallas and said, well, they losing. They talking about their coaches, that if we was going to win that game without the game even being played. And then other 50% of the blame, I'm going to give it to the players and the coaches, because yesterday, despite you having good field position, blocking a punt and a field goal, you guys didn't execute, right? You guys, it seemed like there wasn't the effort needed to say, let's put this team away. We can't go in each week, and when we're behind, we realize, dang, let's go score.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Versus coming in and saying, hey, we up. Let's keep doing what we're doing to put the game away. And I think with this team now, with the personnel you have, some of those guys are replacement players. They're not necessarily starters on other teams. So, yes, moving forward, things should get better and will get better. But I just think overall, us as a fan base, yeah, we want to beat Dallas, but let's temper some expectations. Each week is not a win. You got to go out there and fight and let your rookie quarterback show his abilities. He has elite traits, but he also has some struggles. But the reality is this. I call him the KD of NFL. When the game is on the line, no matter what the clock is, he can go get you to that end zone. He's no different than KD.
He said that yesterday. It was cool. He's like, man, whatever the situation, the Washington Commanders are going to fight. Thanks for the call, Nas. Appreciate you, buddy.
Yep. All right, bro.
I do think.
I like that.
Late in the game, when Dallas stopped blitzing, I think a lot of interior pressure is impacting Jaden and the Commanders' offense. And I think you generally see that across the NFL.
Yep.
In tale as old as time, when there's interior, quarterbacks can handle pressure from the edges, especially a guy like Jaden that can take off with his legs.
Mm-hmm.
When the pressure's in your face before you even have a chance to complete your drop back, it's a lot more difficult.
That's what I've said. Like, you know, we always talk about the pass rushes. I'm like, the guys inside can cause more trouble than the guys outside. We were just saying that last year about our defense. You know, we always talked about, oh, we got rid of the Trace. We got rid of Montez. Oh, we could have had people coming through the middle, too.
Let's go to Alvin. What up, Alvin?
What's up, JP?
How you doing, pal?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, we got you.
Hey, JP, man, you owe me a beer because I listen to all your podcasts.
I appreciate that, bud. I'll work on it.
B. Mitch, you need to bottle up and sell that gumbo.
All right.
All right, my blame pie, 30%, I want to give to the special teams because it was just horrible yesterday. 30% to Cliff Kingsbury because he just looked confused on the sideline whenever they showed him yesterday. And 30% I want to give to the offensive line because we didn't get any push in the run game against a weak run defense. And my last 10% I want to give to the defense because we didn't make the plays when they were out there to be made.
I appreciate it, man. It's a good call, Alvin.
All right, man.
Thanks, buddy. Lanville, we haven't checked in with you.
You've been quiet today, Lanville.
Awfully quiet. And I'm curious, Blame Pie, how you're feeling? Just kind of checking in with the chief BSologist of the program.
Yeah, that was a terrible performance. They've been playing poorly for several weeks. I'm going to give 30% to Cliff Kingsbury. I think this is we're seeing exactly what happened in Arizona all those years. They start off hot, and he just can't evolve the offense in season or whatever, and halfway through, other teams figure him out. And it's just a series of pathetic performances from then on. I expect it to continue for the rest of the year. The O-line can't block anymore. The receivers can't catch. Jaden's not as accurate with the passing. They gave up 30-something points, so you'd think the defense deserves some blame. But the last couple of weeks, it's been the same story. They actually start off playing pretty well, but the offense just keeps going three and out every series, and eventually those guys get tired. You can only ask them to do so much. So I'm going to go like 30% on Cliff Kingsbury. I'm going to go, I think, 30% on the guys that actually play on offense because I don't think there were good performances from any of them, except maybe Terry. And then the special teams was just an absolute disaster as well. Just everything from you can't snap the ball, you're missing kicks, and you can't cover on kicks. Just a complete disaster.
I mean, that defense didn't give up 30. They gave up 20.
Thanks, buddy.
But even that, I don't think it's particularly fair to blame them because they just keep getting put in tough spots.
Yeah.
I mean, you got to expect, oh, great, we got a punt. Maybe our offense will be able to possess the ball for more than 45 seconds or something, and they're just not.
The thing that kills me is when Witt and Quinn got hired, they made it clear, turnovers, turnovers, turnovers. Ball is life. We are about generating turnovers.
Mm-hmm.
They're doing that with some regularity and success, and the Washington offense is doing nothing once they get the ball.
Yeah.
That, to me, is a real problem. I'm a little confused here, Lanville. Somebody named JP is on the line. I assure you it's not me. Let's find out. Hello, JP. This is JP.
JP.
What's up?
JP. How y'all doing?
I'm good.
Right. Thank you for taking my call. First time caller. I've been a Redskins fan, I can say that, since I was 7 or 8, give or take a couple of years. That dates back to the first Super Bowl. I put 100% on the team because last time I looked, it was a team game. Mitch, you say it's a rebuild. In Philly, they call it a process. I think Josh Harris owns the Sixers. So with that process, I think it's a few more years before we have that final product on the field. It took Dan Campbell how many years now? What, 4 or 5 years?
But Dan got his stuff going the second year.
Yeah, but he didn't start out cheap.
Yeah.
With a rookie quarterback either. But his first year, he didn't have much success as we are also. So it's a rebuild, like you say, D-Man.
His second year, they went 9-8. The second year for Campbell in Detroit, they went 9-8.
Yeah.
And then,
but what was the first year?
That was a bad year, 313-1.
Okay. And where are we right now?
Yeah.
7-5.
I think they're ahead of schedule. Doesn't change it. Yesterday was a mess. But I, you know what, JP, I appreciate the long view, man. I do.
Yeah, so I have a long history with the team. So.
Thanks for the call, bro.
Appreciate you, man.
Oh, Drew's on the line. Drew, what up, man? How you feeling from yesterday?
Oh, it was a terrible loss. You know, our offense was missing in action for the first half. And our place-kicking team accounted for 19 points of differential on an 8-point loss. That's unexcusable. But I got 5 points for my favorite media guy in the blame pie for jinxing the comeback. Because at 3:50-something, with still minutes left of playing time on the clock, I saw a tweet that said, Washington's lost 3 in a row and they're offensive anemic. And as soon as I saw it, I'm like, we can come back. He's jinxing us. And then I saw that tweet zip from my phone.
Is that from me?
Siebert. Right, yes.
Drew, if you think my tweet had anything to do with what happened in that game, God bless you, buddy.
I'm just saying, JP, it tweeted, it went right off my phone, and it and it knocked that point after it. I was like, what did this is Tyreek Stevenson moment. The clock's not at 0-0. The game's not over. What's happening, JP?
All right. I'll take your 5%, Drew. No problem, buddy. It was premature. You're correct. I'll own that. I think my assessment was still pretty spot on, but I will own that it was premature.
It was like Dewey defeats Truman if Dewey would have really won.
I don't know that it was quite that significant, but all right. Thank you for the call, dude. I appreciate it. Jaden is in Columbus. Jaden, what up?
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Good, man.
Good, buddy.
So my blame pie, again, is going to kind of be similar to everyone else. Cliff, I think I called you guys 2 weeks ago. This is a problem going back to Texas Tech, everywhere he's been, second half of the season, offense drops off a cliff. And I don't understand why people care about the wins or losses. No, I don't care about that. It's our quarterback, who's supposed to be a stud, is not playing well. He's regressing. Every other rookie quarterback, one of my best friends is a Bears fan. He is more happy than I am today. And they lost. Why? Their quarterback's getting better. Ours is not. Bo Nix is getting better. That's why Kyler and him had beef, because Kyler always regressed. He'd be an MVP candidate, and then he would drop off a cliff. As a rookie, I just want you to get better. I don't care about the wins or losses. We're a one-and-done playoff team. Okay, cool. 9-8, 10-7, don't care. We have no chance of making a Super Bowl. I want Jaden Daniels to get better. That's it. And with the Dan Quinn hire, this is my concern with defensive head coaches. You have no influence on the quarterback. Dan Quinn cannot help Jaden Daniels one bit, and he's one of our highest paid employees. Look at the Texans. DeMeco Ryans has no control over C.J. Stroud. He cannot help him. Sean Payton can help Bo Nix. He's the head coach, and he's never going to leave. When you have an offensive head coach, like Matt LaFleur, he's never leaving Jordan Love. His play caller will always be there. Mike McDaniel and Tua, their play caller will never leave. Dan Quinn is beholden to an offensive coordinator.
McDaniel wasn't even there when they drafted. Listen,
if you're going to use that, remember Bill Belichick was with Tom Brady, and they won.
And so what was even Brady left? Nothing.
But still, he was there with him. So if you get the right, if you get the right offensive mind, you got the right offensive mind. It doesn't make a difference, bro.
Peyton didn't win a Super Bowl until Tony Dungy was the head coach. I don't want to dismiss what you're saying about Jaden, about Cliff's struggles in the second half. Like, there's enough evidence that it's a real discussion, right? But I don't think Jaden can't succeed just because they didn't hire an offensive play caller as a head coach. I think more than one thing can be true at once. What was that?
Because every other rookie's progressing. Ours is regressing. Like, Bears fans are pretty happy. Caleb is looking like a number one pick.
But some of that is also perception. Some of that is also perception.
It took until week 11 or 12 for that to really happen.
Right, and a lot of that is perception.
What are you talking about, man?
Like, Denver's playing really well as a team.
I hate the people that call in here with this BS about Jaden. I'm not going to quit on Jaden. I think Jaden's a damn good athlete. I think he's a damn good quarterback.
He's the guy.
And I think he's going to be a good quarterback. But every time another quarterback have a good game, I can give a damn. Long as I will continue.
Daniels is the guy. I love Daniels. He's the guy. I'm just concerned about the regression. He's a stud. I think he's going to be top 10 for his whole career. My problem is the regressing. He needs to be getting better as a rookie. He shouldn't have reached his peak in September.
I don't know that he's regressing as much as the team overall is struggling. And I think those can be separate. There were moments early on, though, where it looked like he could carry them regardless whatever else happened. It's a good call, Jaden. I appreciate you, buddy. Thank you. All right. Lord, here goes nothing. Commander, go quick. What's up, buddy?
There goes nothing. Ay, ay, ay. Tell me about that. Okay. My special pie goes to a mud pie to the special teams. You know, they did their best, but then that's a mud pie for them, you know, with some whipped cream, with some Bailey's and hot chocolate for them. But we're a team. We're the Commander team. So the whole pie goes to the bad pie to the Commanders as a team.
Thank you, brother. You know, he's serving mud pie. Sammy, last one. Sammy, go quick for me, bud.
Samuel Wu, brother, Northwest D.C., 14th Indicator.
Shout out to 14th Indicator. What up?
I'm a Brad Mitchell fan, a big J.B. Finley fan. I love the Commanders, bud.
Thanks, bud.